All right, here we go again. Welcome in, everybody. This is Paranormal Watchtower. Brandon and Ray over here in the box. I'm sure he's waving at you. We are doing a continuation of last week's podcast. It was a big hit, and we got requests to do more superstitions.
Superstitions.
Yes.
You excited?
So, yes, I love superstitions. I love talking about it. And after last week's response to it, I think it was well-deserved to do a part two.
So what do you got up first?
Oh, up first, we got superstitions and rituals dealing with witches and stuff that witches are supposed to do. And I found both of it pretty interesting.
So witchy superstitions.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, we all know about the red cardinals, right? We know about the cardinals and that they're supposed to be, but a visitor, you know, when you see one in your yard, a loved one's visiting you or sending you a message.
Nice. I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that? No. Well, I thought that was common knowledge. That's okay. That's all right. You just didn't hear that one. Not in this. It's popular around here. Like every time my grandma used to say that, that's probably where I got it from. So, according to the rules of the witches, I don't know how you want to call it, if a cardinal is singing in your yard, it means that an old friend will be contacting you.
Like a live. It just says old friend.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I always thought of them as a visitation from the beyond, but apparently
that would make more to sense. It. That would make more sense.
I think so. But either way, if your cat hisses at a stranger, do not let them in your home. The stranger.
I was going to ask, the cat or the stranger?
You probably shouldn't let the cat in your home to begin with, but that's what starts all this trouble.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. So apparently they have a good sense, almost as good as a dog. See if I can ruffle any fur by talking like that.
Let him know, y'all.
You know, do you ever see those houses with the rectangle windows that are crooked? Do you ever see one?
I don't think in real life.
They'll like line up with the roof.
The window. Oh, I got you.
Well, here, I'll show you what I mean.
I got a picture.
Right there. See how they're crooked like that?
I've never seen that before.
I've only seen it a few times. Okay. I've only seen it a few times. But apparently, witches do this for their houses to keep rival witches from flying into their home.
Maybe that makes sense, I guess.
I've never heard of that before. Maybe someone listening can verify that.
I mean, if you're on the broom and you're trying to lean, you're going to fall off.
Yeah. Yep.
So that makes perfect sense to me.
Burying a horseshoe under your front step will keep evil spirits from getting in your home. That one I've never heard of before.
Oh, I've heard that one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've never done it, though.
I don't know why it's under the witch category, but I'm not sure. Is.
I don't know. I don't think of witches when I think of horseshoes.
I didn't realize that burning sage was originally just a witchy thing. It says burning sage in your home to remove evil spirits. And I thought that was more of a spiritual thing than a witchy thing, but I guess it's.
I thought that was a Native American thing.
Or that too, yeah. Who knows? But that's what it says.
Universal.
It says, if you believe your house is haunted, move furniture to new positions to confuse the spirits. That sounds like a house we talked about a few weeks ago.
I was just thinking that. Sarah Winchester definitely bought into that theory.
She definitely did. If the furniture is moved to the same places they were before, you could have a bogart. Never heard that term before. I mean, I know what to bogart something.
Yeah.
But I've never heard that you'd have a bogart.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
JC. Well. Find out.
And then, remember when we mentioned, was it last week, that if you ring bells, it's supposed to remove evil spirit? And I said, well, I have the opposite.
Right.
Apparently, that's the witches made that up too, to ring the bell to get rid of the evil spirit.
Now, did you say they made that up?
I don't know if they made it up, but it's definitely in the witchy list. It is under the witches' superstitions. Oh, here, this one's interesting, and you can use this one at dinner time. If someone knocks their chair over when getting up from a meal, it's a sign that they just lied to you.
I don't like that one. I'm always knocking the chair over when I stand up.
Well, you better start telling the truth, damn it. You're going to get yourself caught.
I try.
You're going to get caught.
Yeah, I'm not buying that one.
No?
Nope.
Hmm. Never lay money on the table before eating. It doesn't say why.
No why at all.
No why. Just never lay money on the table before eating.
I'm not sure what that's supposed to do.
Oh, never shake hands or kiss in a threshold.
How are you going to kiss under the mistletoe then?
Yeah, it kind of takes away all the fun from a mistletoe.
And you can't shake hands, is that what you said?
Yeah, you can't shake hands or kiss over a threshold.
Just bad luck, I'm guessing.
Assuming so, kind of like stepping on a crack. On a crack. I just like saying, on a crack.
You don't mind on a crack, but you don't like the word debunk.
No, not at all. No, I'm not a big fan of that at all. Well, don't you think that's a dumb word? I mean, I don't know. Maybe you like it. I don't know.
I don't mind it. Like I've said, I've never really thought too hard into that word.
Yeah, well. Oh, did we talk about the order? No, we didn't. If there are three or more, if three or more witches gather in a home, it's the youngest or the lowest level must make tea and serve it to the eldest or highest level first. So apparently there's a pecking order. There's a pecking order with witches.
Do you think they really do that? Any witches want to let us know? Is that still a thing?
Do we have witches listening to us right now?
Probably got a couple. I don't know if they'll have the answers, but maybe.
Are they really witches? Are you a real witch?
I don't know. I don't even know how. I mean, we can go back to like the medieval ages and test them.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
Are you a good witch or a bad witch? Has a house ever landed on your sister?
Yeah, I used that line with the ex-wife once or twice.
How'd that turn out?
Oh, well, she's an ex-wife, so it doesn't matter.
I suppose. It
doesn't matter. Okay.
How about in Portugal, if you walk backwards, you're telling the devil your location and where you're headed?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, apparently it's a Portuguese thing. I never heard of it myself. Apparently, it's
you can't walk backwards at all?
No, it says it's essentially a way to tell the devil about your location and where you're headed. Like, to me, I would have thought that would confuse him. But apparently that lets him know where you're at.
Apparently, witches are only supposed to wear black on, are supposed to wear black on Wednesdays, purple on Sundays. Again, doesn't say why. But I would guess that most witches just wear black all the time.
You need a better source, apparently.
But apparently, you're supposed to wear purple on Sundays, which may have to look into that as to why that would be. This one's better. Do not sleep with wet hair or your dreams will bring madness. So I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to worry about that at all.
Yep. You're safe. I'm a little worried. I don't know if I ever gone to bed with wet hair, but I'm going to keep that in mind.
Believe it or not, I used to have hair at one time.
1923?
Well, 22.
How long was it?
Down to my shoulders, but I only had long hair for about 3-4 years. But it was kind of like yours, you know, all from the top.
We're going to need some pictures.
I've showed you the picture already. You've seen it.
We got to put them on the podcast.
Oh, you want me to send it along so you can add it to this before we air it?
I'm sure everybody agrees with me.
And most people, if they see that picture, they're like, that's not you. That's not you. I don't believe it. Well, it is.
Now, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you growing a goatee?
Oh, does it look like I'm growing a goatee?
You look different. I'm saying you look a little different tonight, and I'm trying to figure it out, and I'm thinking it's a goatee.
Yeah, there might be a little something to that. I wonder how many people in the chat noticed it.
I'm guessing all the ladies, like, the minute you popped on. Like, oh, he's got a goatee. Guys don't notice.
You're right. Guys would not, usually don't notice like, that type of stuff.
He looks different. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
New necklace? New headphone?
No goatee? No. I think we got off topic a little bit there.
I mean, I don't care. I was giving you time to read.
Oh, is that what this was?
Yep.
Well, you gotta talk longer.
Talk longer? How about sticking chopsticks upright in your rice is taboo in China and Japan? Apparently, that's how they pay tribute to their ancestors, so it gives the impression that your food is meant for the dead.
Hmm.
I wonder how many times I've been eating rice and just put the chopsticks right in it and just let it sit there for a second.
Just to watch it stand up.
Well, yeah, you're talking or something. You stick them down in there so you don't lose them.
Hmm. Here's one for you to ponder.
That's why I lose chopsticks.
That's why you lose chopsticks. If a witch goes to church or temple, and it actually says of another god, she should sit in the back row. But I've seen movies like that where a witch will go to a church for one reason or another, and they do always sit in the back row. I never dawned on me until I read that. And I'm like, yeah, they kind of do. Now we know there's a reason for it.
Now, this is slightly off topic, but I have read that apparently the church when they were, persecuting the witches, actually had Christian witches that helped them hunt down witches. Now, I don't know how true that is, but I read about it. Hmm. So somebody wants to do some investigating for me.
Did you read it online? Because if it was online, you know it had to be true.
I mean, I'm sure it was online. They don't make magazines and books anymore, so had to have been online.
Well, they still make books.
Barely.
I mean,
all my books are on my Kindle, so.
You have a Kindle.
Well, the Kindle reader on your phone, Apple
Boy.
I'm
going to leave that alone. Does it read along with you, or, does it read you the article?
No, I don't need the audio version. I can read. I don't know how they do things in Wisconsin, but here in the middle of the country, we can read.
Round these parts, it's a 50-50. Round these here parts, it's a 50-50.
But I thought that was kind of curious. Like, that's kind of sneaky to use Christian witches. And I didn't even know there were Christian witches, so forgive me, witches. I did not know that. But apparently they used them to hunt down pagan witches, which to me sounds like a movie. So it's possible I was dreaming or maybe watched a movie. I don't know.
Says you're supposed to start new endeavors by facing east whenever you start something new. And it goes on to say, never start anything new on a Friday.
Oh, I mean, that's my philosophy. I do not try to do anything on a Friday. It's just bad juju. You'd be working all weekend long if you tried to do something on a Friday.
Don't start anything new on a Friday. That's interesting.
Never. I did it one time, and I had friends coming up to Grand Island. I ended up working all weekend and didn't get to see my friends.
Aw.
Never again.
When making a camp, sleep with your feet pointed towards the direction you will be headed in the morning for a quick and speedy travel. Words of advice is what it sounds like.
I know. I thought these were witchy superstitions.
I'm still under that category.
In China and Korea, if you whistle at night, you catch the attention of wandering spirit and invite them to your house.
Yeah, that's not just there. I've heard that several times. That one I've actually whistled because of that. Like, went against it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've been in a cemetery investigation, and the live was like, don't whistle in the graveyard. And I did, because I don't know what that's supposed to do if you do it. Nothing happened.
Yeah. It's supposed to bring them out. But I mean, why are we there if we're not there to bring them out? you know.
That's a good question.
Other than visiting a loved one, perhaps, but here we go.
Why?
Be careful with all your nail clippings. Make sure you dispose of them properly, along with fallen hairs, to prevent another witch from casting a spell on you.
That makes perfect sense.
Yes.
Like, I thought we were going to get weird in it for a second, the way it was going.
So when you bite your toenails off, make sure you swallow.
Who bites their toenails?
I don't know.
That's pretty flexible.
I don't know. I'm sure there's some in here that could do it. I'm guessing.
JC, I would bet $75 JC bites her toenails.
You bet 75 bucks?
$75.
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a hard one to take, right?
I don't know if I want to take that bet or not. I don't know. Yeah, it might surprise you. Okay, if you have to speak the name of an enemy, spit on the ground after you speak it.
I always do that.
You always spit on the ground?
Yeah, like Brandon.
I can see that. I can see you doing that. If I ever see you doing that in a video, I'm going to know why. I'm going to get it right away. Be like, that son of a...
That was directed at me.
Yeah, it was.
Did you know
I that? I do have some... Well, go ahead.
Did you know that in Turkey, chewing gum at night, it means the gum is actually the flesh of the dead. That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
All right, I'm going to ask you to repeat that because it's so strange.
I'm going to repeat that and I'll read it exactly like it says. According to a Turkish legend, when a person chews gum at night, that gum is actually the flesh of the dead. The legend's origins are not clear.
Sounds delicious.
I mean, who's messing with the kids in Turkey like that? You know, that started from a mom. It's like, you can't have bubble gum before bed.
Right?
Yep.
That one sounds pretty far-fetched, but we'll roll with it. Roll with it. A lot of the superstitions that we know of today started back like in the Victorian era.
Makes sense.
And I just so happen to have a list.
Oh, of course you do.
Yeah. Yeah. During a funeral, you are not allowed to talk around the body, only soft whispers. They were afraid that it would wake up the dead.
What? That was not what I was thinking.
What were you thinking?
I was just thinking, yeah, it's respectful. You know, be quiet, whisper, keep it down. I did not think you would wake up the dead. That was not on my mind.
Well, you know, yeah, I can see where you would think it was just a respect thing, because that makes sense.
I mean, you don't usually hear a lot of loud talking at a funeral, you know.
Oh, God. I hate to keep bringing it up, but, you know, my mom died about a year and a half ago, and her funeral was surprisingly loud. Like, there was so many people. Of course, they usually have every funeral home that I go to has, like, a big welcoming room, if you will, and then they have the visitation and viewing room next to it, which is where they hold the actual funeral ceremony and whatnot. But the outside room was just so loud. Like, people were talking and, you know, telling stories and how they knew my mom and what she's done for them and all sorts of stuff like that. So it was pretty loud. There were a lot of people. They weren't talking loud, but when you get a crowd of people talking, it gets pretty loud.
Yeah, it's pretty echoey in there too.
How many times can I say the word loud in 60 seconds?
About 20. Every three words.
Yeah.
Did you know that you're not supposed to gossip in front of a cat?
Why? Because a little snitch bitch will go and tell everybody?
Because he will go and gossip about it.
I knew it. I called that one. I called it.
Makes perfect sense, too. You can't trust a cat.
Hell no. They used to hang a black wreath or a ribbon outside the family of a family who had a death in the household, so that passersby would know that the whole family was in mourning.
I can see that. That must have been another Victorian age thing.
Well, they probably didn't have Facebook to post that somebody passed they away.
Probably didn't have. I can guarantee.
Probably in the Victorian age, they probably didn't have Facebook.
You were a teenager. Did they have MySpace?
Well, back right. Then? Yeah, I don't remember it being a thing back in the early 1900s. No, I don't. Late 1800s. Late 1800s. I don't remember.
They were a superstitious crowd and very like spiritual. The whole Victorian era people.
I love the Gothic Victorian style. Like, yeah. I love that.
They,
awesome.
They made some gorgeous houses and stuff, but they were a little weird.
Even the stationery used in the funeral, everything, what I like about the Victorian age is everything they did was with purpose. Like, everything dealing with death or funeral or illness had something to do with it. It had meaning behind it. For instance, even the stationery, the thickness of the lines. Did I say lions? The thickness of the lines.
Rawr.
Meant something.
Rawr.
Yeah, you can't do that and me not do it back. That's just rude.
Oh, I know. I know.
I totally lost my spot. No. Okay. The thickness meant how much they were in mourning, like how sad they were, was depicted on the stationery, like all the signs in the funeral, the notifications.
How do you
and whatnot.
Know how sad they were?
Well, I mean, who gets a thin line is my question. You know,
like, I mean, he didn't have many friends.
Some asshole didn't have any family, and we're just throwing this together.
Yeah,
we had $50 here. You get real thin lines. You
Here's
know?
A black thread. Enjoy.
And they actually showed like six different thicknesses of these lines for the stationery.
I wonder if like, can you imagine the funeral director being like, look, on a scale of 1 to 5, how sad are we talking?
How much was this? Does it go by how much they were liked? You know, it must be because it's how much they mourn the person.
I could see that in the Victorian age. Like, a billion people are here, so they must be really sad. I don't know. That's strange. I did not know anything about that one.
They used to send people home from the funerals with a gift. They would make a special, what did they call it? A little black biscuit that they would send everybody home with. And they were real fancy. And the ones that I found online were kind of shaped like a spider, kind of. They would get them from either a bakery or one of the family members would homemade.
Like teardrop shaped or?
No. They were like oval and they had little legs coming out of them.
Oh, they actually had legs on them.
Yeah. And they had a little, sometimes they had a message that would go along with it. Like something that the deceased... A phrase that the deceased really liked or something like that, or something to remember them by.
So not like a fortune cookie type thing.
But they would eat it. Yeah, it's like a biscuit. But they call it a biscuit, but it looked more like a cupcake. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
Where do you find these?
Hey, I can't reveal my sources.
Imagine getting that spider, you crack it open. It's like,
I will say,
Aunt Thelma didn't really like you.
I will say thanks to Tina for helping me find this stuff. Because,
oh, okay. Now this makes so much more sense.
Yeah. I may have had a little bit of help on this one.
Appreciate you, Tina.
Right?
Do you know what? Well, let me pass this on. In ancient Britain, women carried around acorns to stay young.
How did an acorn make them young?
The oak tree was believed to provide longevity and to ward off illness due to its long life. So you must be absorbing the spirit of the oak tree.
I know. We talked about how they would cover mirrors then, and that's a Victorian thing too. If there was a mirror in the room, they would cover it with a black sheet. I don't know why, but they have back in the Victorian days, they had a fascination with black. Like everything, especially if there was a funeral, everything was black. Everything was black.
They were like emo and goth before there was emo and goth.
Exactly. And even if they didn't have a mirror, what they would do is they would hang a black cloth or a black curtain over the fireplace mantle. And another thing, side note to that, some people might not realize, but there was no like furnaces back then. Every house had a bunch of fireplaces.
There's no central heat and air.
No, no central air. Nope. No central heat or air. So they had fireplaces in almost every room.
There's this mansion outside of town here that was built in the late 1800s, and it's got a billion fireplaces, it looks like. I've taken some pictures of it with my drone, and there's a ton of chimneys coming out of that house.
Now you know why.
Well, I mean, I kind of figured there was a fireplace at the bottom of the chimney.
Well, yeah, but why would there be so many chimneys? Anyway,
but now you know. I may be from Kansas, but I know they didn't have central AC and heating in the Victorian age.
Well, I'm just saying it might not dawn on everybody when they hear that, you know?
It's weird to see because you definitely don't see stuff like that nowadays.
They used to make coffins out of wicker. Now ask me why.
Why?
I was wondering if you were ever going to ask.
Suspense, man. I've talked about this. You got to build that suspense up.
Coffins were made out of wicker because they were used for transport. They were lighter when transporting a body, and people still use wicker coffins today because they're biodegradable.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. That I didn't know until I read it.
Is that why they used them back in the day?
Yes, that's why they used them back then even. Because they would become one with the earth.
This one's right up your alley.
All right, let's hear it.
It's believed that saying, rabbit, 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 on the first day of the month brings luck for the rest of it.
Really?
I have never heard that, but I'm going to start doing it.
Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. Does it have to be the first day? What happens if you say it on the 16th?
It don't say. It just says on the first day.
So,
It's in the UK and North America, even though I've never heard of that one.
So it's not bad luck to say it today.
I don't say that. Maybe down the list it'll say, if you say rabbit, rabbit, rabbit on any other day, it's bad luck.
Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. It's your turn.
Okay, this one is...
Okay, I guess not. Wow, you're kind of slow on the draw tonight, Ray. I gotta tell you.
Well, no, here's the thing. I slide to the next one, and now I'm concerned because it says... The title is Sleeping with Your Head Pointed North.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
And now I'm worried because I sleep with my head pointed towards the north. And it's talking about you'll die prematurely.
Oh.
Comes from Buddhist beliefs, apparently, in which the dead are laid down with their heads facing north. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I'm switching my bed around tonight, though. I'm out cranking that.
Yeah.
You said face east, right? If you... Got something to do or something like that a little bit ago?
Yep. Face east. I'm just trying to think.
Awkward place in the bedroom for a bed, but whatever.
Come to think of it, my bed is facing east when I'm sleeping in it. But my head is on the west side, but I'm facing east. Know what I mean?
Pointed north. Wait, it says with your head facing north. Kind of weird.
So,
words.
Depending on how you look at it, you might not be... You might be all right the way it is.
I might be. I'm just praying.
Because you're facing the south. If you have your head on the pillow, you're facing south then.
No, I'd be facing like east or west if my head on the pillow.
Well, anyways, I don't know. I've never seen your bed. I don't want people thinking I have.
That's not true. Nope.
No, I haven't.
You saw the horse chicken in the bathroom in the bedroom.
Oh, I barely even remember it.
Hey. Just keeping you honest.
We're not on TikTok. You can say
I'm not saying it. I don't even say it here at home.
Like if you Those of you who don't know, I took a giant rooster and I chopped its head off. It was a statue, not a real one. A statue, and I put a horse head on it, which everybody knows what a rooster is called. Another word for rooster. Put a horse in front of it. I had that as a little... white elephant joke, so to speak. And put it for funsies. I put it up in an auction, and Ray's wife, Katie, decided she wanted it. So she bought it.
And not only that, she put it on the back of the toilet in the master bathroom. So every time I go in there to use the restroom. I'm staring face to face with a horse chicken.
It's not nearly as fun when I don't know why we're not saying what it, the words, but whatever.
I told you I don't say it. It's horse chicken.
Horse chicken.
I think it brings good luck if he's staring at you while you use the restroom.
Hmm.
Just made that up, y'all.
I like it.
I mean, otherwise it's just freaky.
All right. Creepy. Now here's a useful one that it might raise an eyebrow for you. Do you know why flowers are associated with a funeral?
To cover why that the started? Smell of the body.
Got it, buddy. To cover the smell. Because back in the day, again, no air conditioning, no freezers, and they would come right to the house.
I think my wife actually told me this one before.
So the flowers were there. They would bring flowers to mask the smell of the decomposition. Mm-hmm.
Another one that's got me concerned. Never say happy birthday too early. Celebrating or even congratulating someone for their birthday before the day arrives brings misfortune on that person.
So wishing somebody a happy birthday before it's actually their birthday is bad luck.
Yeah, and I do that a lot.
I guess we're going to have to stop doing that.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, you ain't getting an early happy birthday from me no more. I apologize if I brought some bad shit to your life.
It happens. Did you know that there's a pecking order as far as where your rooms are in your home?
What do you mean?
Most important rooms of the most important bedrooms are in the front of the home, according to the Victorian.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So in other words, it would go, I'm looking at the list here. It says parents are in the front of the house, the very front. And then the children, like in the middle towards, I don't know how big these people had their houses, but, and then if they had servants, they would be way out back. So there was an order.
So the important people, mom and dad could get out of the house if there was a fire first.
Maybe it had something to do with that.
I mean, it probably did. You know, in hotels, the reason, I don't know if it's still this way, but it used to be cheaper to stay up on the top floor than the bottom levels because those were the people that probably weren't going to get out of a fire. Like the reverse Titanic.
Well, I was going to say history has shown that to be true.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to get into that.
And I didn't know that till I stayed in this hotel in Kansas City. It was like 16 stories. And I was like, heck yeah, I'm pimping. I'm on like the 13th floor. And then like one of the people that worked there told me that. It's like, damn.
You weren't on the 13th floor.
Well, you know what I mean. I was up there. I wasn't clear at the top because that was a bar. But me and my son were way the heck up there.
Most hotels don't have a 13th floor.
No, you know what I mean. Okay, we're on.
Scary.
We were way
scary.
Up. Why is it scary?
It's 13. It's bad luck. It's scary.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
Either way, now you know
I can't believe you just made me say that.
You know, in the Filipino culture, you don't go home right after a funeral or the bad spirits will follow you.
Where are you supposed to go?
They just stop somewhere. I mean, we kind of do the same here. We just don't put conspiracy or not conspiracy, superstition against it, you know?
Superstition.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you bury a buddy or something, you're usually stopping at a bar or something on the way home. Don't drink and drive.
Right, absolutely don't do that.
But, you know, there's always, or even just a regular funeral, you're going to have some lunch or something afterwards with everybody before you go home.
When do you think this is going to sound random right off the bat, but I'm going somewhere with this. When do you think the boomer era started? The baby boomer era.
Like 1945.
Okay. It probably started before that because of this reason. Because it says in the Victorian era, they actually had more kids than they wanted. Because according to the study, most families that had nine kids or less only had two make it to adulthood. Which is really sad.
It's not good odds.
No. So 2 out of 9, I mean, that's less than 20%. So that's not good. Well, it had to do with a lot of sickness, so much so that they made so many, most of the coffin makers, first they were, back then they didn't have just coffin makers. They were cabinet, or not, the people that make like cabinets, what are they called?
Right. Carpenters.
Yeah, basically. Sure. The same guys that make your kitchen cabinets were the same guys making your coffin.
That makes sense. I mean, they're the ones that know how to build that stuff.
And it was so bad that they made mostly child-sized coffins because of that.
I can see that. I mean, a lot of times, even the treatment, you know, in the Victorian era was worse than what they actually had. I mean, a lot of people have gone for some weird medicine. Wasn't it President Washington that was accidentally killed because they were bleeding him to help him feel better? I want to say that, JC. Look it up.
Bloodletting.
Right. I think that's how President Washington died.
I believe so. Yep. They believe that if you ever see like how it's done, it's shocking. Shockingly violent, actually, how it's done. They just,
I'm guessing,
spikes that shoot into. Have you ever seen a bloodletter?
No. What?
What it is it's a cube. Don't ask me how I know this shit, okay? I just do. But it's a chunk of metal about so big, right? And it looks like a block. And in this block, they have spikes that come down in the bottom. Spikes or pins, depending on what style. And they would push it against your skin and then press the, like a lever on the top, and it would shoot that into your skin. And then you would bleed profusely. And they would call that bloodletting because that was their way of letting out the illness from your body.
Damn. I thought maybe they just cut you a little bit, you know?
No.
It's a contraption.
Oh, yeah. And I've been trying to get one.
Of course.
For a while. Because
of course you are.
They're expensive. If you look up bloodletting on eBay, you'll see exactly what they look like. Maybe if Ray can find one, he'll put it up before this airs.
I'll try to find a picture, but I'm not Googling that shit, I don't think. That's all I need.
You don't want to get on that watch list?
No.
Come on, join the same watch list I'm on.
How many doctors in that era do you think were actually psychopaths? H.H. Holmes, Jack the Ripper.
Well, he was the start of it, yeah.
Like
now, those two might be one and the same.
They might be one and the same. They make a good, compelling case about that.
Mm-hmm. This one I found interesting. Now, it's almost like they made women mourn their husbands if they lost them. The women were shunned if they did not mourn in three stages. They had three stages of mourning that every woman had to go through when she lost her husband. The stages are this. For 1 year, she had to dress in nothing but black for the first year. Then there was another stage. Two was a 9-month period when she could wear a little bit less black, you know? And then after that 9 months, there was a third stage from 3 to 6 months. So basically, I'm guessing there was no man afterwards, or if so, it was over 2 years before they could date again.
And all that happened if you didn't do that was they shunned you?
Yeah. Yeah. They it actually says that they were shunned if they did not abide by that.
You know, there were some ladies out there who were like, F you, shun me, whatever. Mm. He was an asshole.
I don't know. I think times were different back then. I don't think they had quite so much rebellious people.
Well, unlike you, I wasn't there, so I'm just going to have to take your word for it.
Well, from what I remember, it was a completely different time, you know.
Did you know that awkward silence means an angel is passing over?
I did not know that.
Right. So I'm figuring in one podcast, we probably have like 6 or 7 angels that go over.
See, at some point, we're going to have a discussion about angels and demons and what we really think they are. Because I for one, and I'll just throw this tidbit out there for y'all to think about before we get to that podcast, but I'm just afraid, just as afraid of angels as I am demons.
More terrified of angels than I am demons.
So, oh, is that something that we agree on?
Oh, yeah. I'll take on a ghost any day compared to messing with an angel. I don't want no parts of that.
And it's been about 10 seconds, so everybody who asks why in the chat, you're just going to have to wait. You're just going to have to wait.
Yep. Stay tuned. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't trim your nails after sundown if you're in Japan.
The rule of three that I just went through, the three stages of mourning, apparently all started with Queen Victoria. Queen Victoria. I actually wrote it down so I wouldn't forget. Queen Victoria, and then she actually died in 1901. And then after her passing, then the rules started, they started lightening up on the rules. So that answers your question a little bit.
That's such a weird thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand different time, but that's just weird.
Yeah. You remember when we talked about stopping the clocks when someone passes away? And then restarting them after the burial. That was a Victorian thing as well. That's when that started.
Did you ever figure out why?
No, I searched and I could not figure out why. No, they never give a reason. They just say they do it. They just say it was common practice to stop the clocks when someone passes away and not restart them until after the burial.
I'm going to quit reading my list because it's just getting more disturbing the further down I go. You ready for this one?
Yeah, go for it.
Don't point directly at the moon, or the back of your ears will get cut off while you are sleeping.
Who cuts them off?
It don't say. Apparently it's in Chinese culture.
Pointing at the moon will get your ears cut off.
The back of your ears. I don't even know what that means.
How the hell do you cut off the back of your ear and not the front?
I don't know if they meant your, like, the little flippity flappity on your ear.
You have flippity flappities on your ears?
Most people do.
On the back of your ear, though?
I mean, not on the back, really, but that's all I can think of. Are they just going to slice that off?
Are you talking about the up higher. The earlobe?
No, up higher.
Oh, you want the tip on the...
The flippity flappity.
Oh, that's the flippity flappity. Okay. Yeah,
it's in Webster's Dictionary.
Is that called the Tyson?
Oh my God.
Who said that?
He did eat the dude's ear, though, so.
Oh, that's the last guy you want pissed at you.
Was it old or not? Was it Holyfield? He bit his ear off.
I don't know nothing about it.
If somebody can reach out to whoever it was, I believe it was Holyfield, ask him if he pointed at the moon before he got the back of his ear bit off. I don't know him, so I can't ask him. I don't got his phone number. He don't follow me on TikTok.
Evander Holyfield or Mike Tyson?
Yeah, either. I don't think I'd ask Tyson that.
I follow Mike Tyson on TikTok.
Oh, he's on TikTok?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yep. So there was no ambulances back then. So the Undertaker would come to the house with his embalming table. And he would also come with tools for prepping the body, such as hair curler and even makeup. So all that whole process, that whole gory process of they didn't really have embalming back then until, I believe that didn't start till around Civil War era, but they still had to do all the prepping of the body for the funeral. The Undertaker would do it all, and he would do it right there in the living
room. At the house. I did not know that, honestly.
Remember the boards that they're... Remember me telling you about the board that I have?
I knew they had wakes and stuff, but I didn't know they did all that at the house. I thought...
Yeah.
I don't know what I thought. I probably thought they didn't do anything. They just buried the body.
But they do. I have one of those body boards.
Now you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe bad luck comes in threes?
I believe everything comes in threes.
It seems that way, don't it?
Good, bad, and indifferent. It all happens in threes.
You know what you don't want to have in threes?
What's that?
Sixes. You don't ever want to get that 666. That's bad luck.
Is it? I've never heard that before.
It's bad luck, yo.
Why is it bad luck? I don't tell me about it.
I mean, it definitely comes from the Christian faith, but like I'm superstition enough about that. And anybody that's ever in alive with me will tell you, if somebody's got 666 coins, I'm giving them a coin. If the video's got 666 likes, I might not even like the person, but I'm going to like it just to get it off that number.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. I'm a little crazy about that. I apologize.
That's an interesting tidbit.
I don't even like talking about it. It's scary.
The Undertaker's actually conducted the funeral ceremony as well.
So he just did it all. Makeup, embalming, if there was embalming, whatever, prepared the body and the funeral service.
Have you ever heard of a burial shroud?
I've heard of the Shroud of Turin.
Well, a burial shroud was invented as a very, it's a thin black, let's say, kind of looks like a hooded robe, okay? And they were, that was used instead of clothing to bury people because clothing was expensive. So most people would be buried naked in other than the shroud. And that's how they would be buried.
What do they do with the clothes?
They would pass them on to other family members because the clothes were so expensive and hard to get.
I didn't know that.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. In Egyptian lore, if you play with scissors, you'll get bad luck.
Wow.
I didn't know it was that old.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've always heard, don't run with scissors.
Don't run with scissors.
No.
Now we know why.
No. Right. But I just thought it was weird that they were buried naked. I was like, what?
That is pretty weird. Like, that's not how it looks in TV when the cowboy goes down. Like, they buried him fully clothed with his guns and his horse.
Did you know it's a bad omen if you hear a dog howl while someone's sick in your home? Oh, I'm sorry. At night. It has to be at night. If you hear a dog howl at night, when someone is sick in your home, it is a bad omen. I'm assuming it'll mean that they might not get better. I don't know. Do you know? Oh, apparently you can overturn it, though.
Oh, how do you know how? Yes.
You can overturn it by reaching under the bed and turning over a shoe.
But what about the other superstition where your shoe has to be upside down? Playing with fire.
Right. So either way.
You got to take a chance.
You're taking a chance either way. Either a ghost is going to walk around in your shoes and hide on you.
Right.
Or somebody's not going to get over their sickness. Make a choice.
Did you know that if a broom touches your feet while someone is sweeping the floor, you're destined to spend your life alone?
Really?
That's what it says. Shared by many countries. I don't know. Is that a witchy thing? I've never.
It sounds like a witchy. Anything that associates with a broom automatically is witchy thing, if you ask me.
Oh, I agree. You got a broom, a black cat, or a cauldron. All witchy stuff.
Yes. Yes.
Don't put your hat on the bed, or you'll believe evil spirits resides in the hair.
Did you know obituaries never used to have information about their lives? It was strictly about how they died. It was about their death only.
I did not know that.
And it was only recently that they changed it around to, oh, this is what they did and made it all happy. It used to be grim, the grim details of their death.
I did not know that. I'm glad it's changed. In Turkey, never jump over a child.
Never jump over a child.
Ask me why.
Why?
You will curse them to stay short for the rest of their life.
Oh, who jumped over you, Ray?
That's what I want to know.
Who jumped over you? Who did you dirty?
So you're telling me I could have been 6'6", and instead I'm stuck at 5'9", because some asshat jumped over me when I was a child.
Yeah. So what happens if it's your brother or sister that jumps over you? Does that still count, or does it have to be an adult?
It doesn't say.
Ooh.
We need to find that out. That's a good
question. Not good. because, you know, kids play. They roughhouse. I don't know.
Yeah. So this could very well, and my brother's shorter than me, so I apologize. Yep.
You know how that happened. I apologize.
Yeah.
Oh. Poor Roman. Let's see. If a child drowned, they would keep the shoes or boots and hang them from the rafters in the attic forever.
Is that to do what?
Doesn't say. Just says that's what they did. Common practice. Kind of like a souvenir, it sounds like. Kind of
I'm not sure what that would do.
Kind of a grim souvenir, though. But it's the shoes or boots that they drowned in.
Oh, my God. So here's another horrifying one. And look, let me say, after I say the title of this, which is, never take photos of a sleeping person. Like, who cares if it's superstitious? Don't be taking photos of sleeping people.
I concur.
That's messed up.
But yes. Anyway,
it's believed the spirit of a person leaves their body when they sleep, and they can be captured in the photos with the blinding flash from the camera.
I've heard that before.
Really?
I've heard that one, yes. Yes, and I completely forgot about it, but yeah, I've heard that before. And it makes sense. It really does.
It's kind of creepy to be taking photos of people while they're sleeping. I'm just saying.
Yeah, if you're one of those people, knock it off. I mean, yeah, it's funny.
I've heard that before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Tina, it's cute that I snore. You don't need to videotape me.
She tapes you snoring?
I don't know. She always teases about it. I don't know if she ever actually did it because she never showed it to me. But she kids that she did, so I don't know if she actually did or not. I have to ask her.
And she's holding that for some evidence later on. Like, that's in the vault, is what that is.
Let's hope not. I'll give her time to answer. I'm sure she's watching.
In Rwanda, women are superstitious about eating goat meat because they fear it will cause them to grow facial hair.
Puts hair on their face, huh?
Apparently.
Now, would you rather have your woman have hair on her face or hair on her chest?
Oh, my God. I wasn't prepared for you to just stump me tonight like that.
Think about it. Which would you rather have? Hair on her face or hair on her chest? If it was on the chest, you wouldn't have to see it all the time.
I know, but...
But... Then again, it would be a little challenging after dark.
That's super tough. I mean, is she keeping the facial hair nice and trimmed and shit, or like she's...
Hey, that's her own preference. You know, is it a big old beard, or is it, you know, nice and trimmed up? Is it?
I honestly don't think I could choose either one. Which one would you choose?
I'm going to say, I would say a hair on the chest, so I wouldn't have to look at it constantly.
That makes sense.
Yep. That's what I would say.
Either way, that's disturbing as shit, that question you just asked.
I'm embarrassed to myself for even saying it. I'm ashamed.
You should be. But that was a great question in terms of stumping somebody. I bet nobody in the chat even was able to answer.
I've got a few more. So this one is one that I knew, but I didn't know the why. Okay. This is a good one. This is probably my favorite one of the night, actually. Now, let me ask you this. Do you know the difference between a coffin and a casket?
No, I thought they were the same thing.
Most people do. Most people think coffin or casket is the same thing, but they're actually very different.
What's the difference?
Think Count Dracula, you know, where it's shaped like... comes down for the shoulders, small at the head, comes down to fit the shoulders, and then back in for the legs.
Like the skeleton candy you get at Halloween.
Exactly. That's a coffin. A casket is a rectangle. Just a regular rectangle shape. That's a casket.
I didn't know they were two different things. I thought they were just inner.
Now, rectangles. That part I knew, but the part that got me is the why. Is the why is they changed it? there's a why they changed it from coffins, because nobody's buried in coffins anymore. They're all in caskets. And the reason that they stopped making them, and I thought it was going to be a real deep, you know, philosophical, spooky reason.
Turns out that's not the case.
No. Turns out it's for stacking purposes. They're easier to stack. That's it. That's the only reason they stopped making caskets, because they're harder to stack.
When you're talking about transportation wise, that makes sense.
Yeah. They're easy to transport, easy to stack. That's it. That's the only reason. I was very disappointed with that. I'm like, damn it.
I thought it was expecting gonna be something
cool. Yeah. But hey, some of you might have learned something on that one.
Hopefully. That's what we're here for, is to educate you.
I've got one last tip.
One
last tip. It's just that I won't say it.
I need a censor button.
No, there's no censor button. Not fun. The Victorian area, people in the Victorian area, they all believed that all old houses were haunted. They believed every home was haunted by the previous owners.
Still a pretty common belief, I would think, today.
Yep. But it was even more common back then. Like, it wasn't
more common.
They didn't question it. That was like,
more people believed in the spiritual realm, huh?
Well,
there's
would
a lot
say
of people nowadays
percentage
that they're just so scienced up in the head, they can't believe in anything but what's in front of their face.
If you're talking about, because the population has grown multiple times over since the late 1800s, you know, but, you know, they didn't have internet and they didn't have ghost adventures yet. So they still believed, you know.
Shots fired.
Pew, pew. So, no, I don't mean that. That was just a joke.
That's usually a joke I would have made. I'm surprised you made that joke.
I'm surprised you didn't. I really am. I'm surprised you didn't. I actually like the show. I really do.
But I like the show. I have no problem with the show.
Yeah.
It's just entertainment.
So, what do you got any more? That's all I got.
I got one last one for y'all.
Can you imagine I was going to do all those on the last podcast?
That would have drove me insane.
Would have been easily another hour. Easily.
Don't wear red during a storm.
Or why?
It can attract lightning to you.
Red attracts lightning?
In the Philippines, apparently.
Only in the Philippines?
Only in the Philippines.
So here in the United States, you're safe to wear red. In a
allegedly.
Thunderstorm.
I mean, depends on which neighborhood you're in.
What the hell would color have to do with that? I know why. Because God is in control of the thunder and lightning. And if you're wearing red, he confuses you with the devil and he zaps you.
Now, outside of cartoons, I've never seen the devil described as being a red little dude with horns.
Hey, I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
You trying to be funny?
No, I'm trying to back up your story.
Oh, I was just going to say, leave funny to me.
I'm just
serious.
I'm just naturally funny.
Oh. Almost said looking, but I held myself back.
I would have expected you to say it, because I totally would have said looking.
And that's why I didn't say it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty excited, honestly, about the Angels podcast we'll do eventually.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. People are going to learn a lot about the both of us, I think, as far as that goes. Mostly you, because you're pretty secretive about it.
I'm not secretive. People just don't ask the right questions.
Mm-hmm.
They ask me questions like, would you rather have a girl with facial hair or chest hair?
Who would ask you something creepy like that?
Oh, man. Have you ever met anybody from Wisconsin before? Let me tell you about the people in Wisconsin.
Oh, tell me about them.
They eat a lot of cheese, they cheer for the Packers, and they ask you weird questions about women's facial hair.
Hmm.
That is what I have learned from knowing you these years.
See, I don't think everybody from Wisconsin likes cheese, but we'll just leave that one alone.
I'm pretty sure you are the only person in Wisconsin that don't like cheese.
I can't be the only one.
You almost gagged on a podcast over just me saying the word cheese.
Oh, you'll never see me eat mac and cheese. If you ever see me eating mac and cheese, you better call an exorcist.
I'm going to keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
First, I'm going to have to find an exorcist.
Oh, I got...
You never eaten mac and cheese, or you tried it and you're just like, no.
No, as a kid, I ate it fairly often. And then all of a sudden, it just flipped the switch and I couldn't stand it anymore. Now it's to the point where if my kids know not to even make it unless I'm out of the house.
Wow.
And if I'm gone at work all and they know I'll be gone all day, that's when they make it.
Now, let me ask you this very important question.
Hmm.
Where are you at on nacho cheese?
Pass.
You don't eat nacho cheese?
No, there's only two. Not people don't give a shit about this, but I eat mozzarella cheese on pizza and I'll eat provolone on my steak sandwiches. Other than that, no cheese. Oh, I take that back. Mozzarella sticks are the bomb. I love mozzarella sticks.
You like mozzarella sticks?
Oh, yeah. Love them.
Man, that is the weirdest shit, because I like cheese. I love nacho cheese. Hate mozzarella sticks.
Really?
Do not like
them. I don't think I've ever met anybody who doesn't like mozzarella sticks.
I like some good fresh ones. Like I don't like going to a bar or a restaurant ordering mozzarella sticks. No.
Since we're so far off topic, what do you think of the new look? Hmm?
I think it looks all right. It needs to grow out a little more down in here.
Well, yeah, it's a process, you know.
You must have just started this, because I swear to God, I seen you the other day and you didn't have a goatee.
I actually started growing it before we recorded the last podcast, so you have to go back and check, but it was starting then. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Dudes don't have any idea about what's going on around them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure a lot of the girls were like, oh, I noticed.
Guess I don't what? Think so.
Not a single guy had any clue.
No.
I couldn't figure it out tonight. I'm like, did he shine his head?
Yeah, women are more detail-oriented.
Definitely. I'm not even.
That's why they always ask us if we notice something different about them, and we never do.
Oh, I hate that question.
Oh.
Because you, like, you know you're fucked.
Yep. And it turns into a guessing game.
Because one, you haven't noticed already, which is bad. And two, you have no idea what they're talking about, which is bad.
Right.
So y'all being a man's rough.
So have we decided what next week is going to be yet?
No, I don't even think we talked about it. What are you thinking?
I don't know. I sent you a video and I said possible podcast thing, but I can't remember what the video was right now.
I don't remember either.
Ah! Well, I guess it's going to be a surprise. You'll have to wait and see. Hopefully this even goes up. And those of you watching, if you stuck all the way to the end, you'll know that we just recorded this last night.
Yep. I'm going to get it. I mean, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, it's going to be there.
It's going to be up by 8 o'clock.
Watching this, because I'm going to have to put a lot of work in it the next day.
So you're going to have to go live on TikTok tomorrow morning.
Oh, no. I'll be inside editing this.
Oh, you're going to have to. You got to broadcast this. You got to advertise.
Because with my slow-ass internets, if I don't have it started uploading by at least 2, 3 in the afternoon, it ain't going to make it to 8 for the high-def version.
Well, that's because you live out in the sticks.
It's not my fault.
That's all right. Hope you guys all enjoyed our superstitions, or should I say
superstitions.
And I hope it was as good as the last one. Let us know in the comments and join us next week, Wednesday at 8 o'clock Central Time on YouTube here on Paranormal Watchtower. We'll see you.
Have a good night, everybody.